We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and this segment we're going to talk with members of the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Joining us in studio, we have Mary Beth Kiefer and Bill Kennedy joining us here. Thank you guys for coming out. Got a neat event coming up here.
Good morning, Brandon. Yes, we do. We decided, perhaps 25 years ago in Manhattan to take advantage of all the silliness and the hype that takes part with this football game that's called the Super Bowl, and use that as an opportunity to gather food for the disadvantaged in Manhattan, Riley County, Pott County area.
Awesome. And your event is actually called Super Bowl, but it's spelled differently with S-O-U-P.
It is. S-O-U-P-E-R. The real Super Bowl. The one that matters.
That's right. Good point, especially with the Chiefs not in it this year. So, how is this working? You have a collection places all around town, or how's that work?
Yes, actually, Bill is representing the Knights of Columbus here in Manhattan, and they took this project on all those years ago, and it's a great partnership we have with them. And we will be set up at all the grocery stores. We'll be set up at Dillon's East, Dillon's West, Hy-Vee, and Walmart. And we'll have volunteers out there handing out little slips of paper. Seems like after the holidays, you know, we made 141 Thanksgiving baskets and 163 Christmas baskets. So it depletes our inventory. And so this is always a great way to replenish all those items that we have gone down and that we need to replenish. So it's a great partnership, and we really enjoy it.
Yeah, the need doesn't stop just because we're not in the holidays anymore. It continues year-round.
That's correct. I was visiting with Bill before we came back here, and I said, you know, Manhattan and the people that have been in charge have did a fantastic job of making Manhattan great, but there's still the people that are the low income, and there's a lot of senior areas in town that people don't even recognize that are there. There's seven senior buildings that we deliver to every Monday, and so it is really important that we replenish the warehouse so we have those items to take to those, as well as the families that come in and visit us.
So is this kind of similar then? People go shopping and then they drop off, they pick up a few extra things and just drop it off at these?
Absolutely. Things? Rather it's one item or 20 items, we appreciate it. And again, we hand out little slips of paper at each grocery store and tell them the items that we're low on, and people are so good about what they purchase. But actually, there isn't anything they can purchase that we don't use, because we use everything.
Okay, Bill, you said this has been going for 25 years?
Approximately that. Mary Beth and I were trying to figure before when we got it started. It was somewhere around 1983, 1984.
90-something, 93, 94.
And as county attorney, I became aware that hunger was a real thing in Manhattan. We tend to drive around the outsides of Manhattan and everything looks great, but you know, we're drawing a large elderly population with fixed income, and there's enormous groups of children that simply, everybody gives food around Christmas time, the holidays, and so on, but then we start running low early February. It's a real need. And our senior population is growing. And the bread basket does a wonderful job at distributing, carefully distributing. Nobody walks off with anything. We know who the food goes to. We know who's using it and how it's used. There's education in how it's used. The trick is gathering the food.
And for those that don't know about where you're located at, Mary Beth, kind of explain how where you're located, and also who can come out and shop there.
Okay, we are located at 905 Yuma, and anyone in, we call our service area the Manhattan area, so you can live in Pottawatomie County too and still come and use the bread basket if you're low income. When they first come in, they'll be given a short sheet of paper on one side to fill out to see if they're eligible, and most times everyone is. And then we, the next time they come back, we ask them to bring, you know, documentation to, from what they put on the paper, so we can document that they are below the poverty guidelines. We are really a high percent county with poverty. I think we're maybe, we kind of are the first or second. It kind of goes back and forth with a county over by Kansas City. And it just, you know, you look at our county and you don't think about it like that, but I think the county is 24.5, and then the city of Manhattan is right in there too. They're right, I may have mixed them up, but they're both much higher than what the national average is.
And, you know, I don't know statistics on grocery shopping here, but I would imagine this is one of the biggest grocery shopping weekends of the year with the big game coming up on Sunday here. So what a great way to take advantage of that here and maybe get that replenished here this weekend.
Right, because the things we want are just so, they're the items that you use every day. We always ask for juice, canned or bottled, not refrigerated, apple and grape, nothing fancy. We always need granola bars. We send the granola bars to the schools. The social workers from the schools come and pick those up for the children that maybe have ran into school right at the last minute, haven't ate breakfast, and they fall in that low-income guideline too. We always need hamburger helper, cold cereal, canned dinners, soups of any kind, or anything else anybody would like to donate. If you've never been down to the bread basket and you would like a tour of the bread basket, I love to show people what goes on down there and how busy we are. We couldn't do it without all of our volunteers. We couldn't do it without the Knights of Columbus. Everybody plays a part in what we do here in town, and we so appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, again, Bill, tell us when this is happening.
Well, the big collection point, actually, there are two. There are the grocery stores, roughly Saturday morning from 9 to 1. There will be volunteers outside everywhere giving out these little slips of paper, asking, making suggestions of this is what we could use. And then this thing also started with bring food to church on Sunday. The churches are all involved in this. They all have food kitchens and so on. Many of them are directly aligned with the Flint Hills Bread Basket. And so what a wonderful thing for this silly football game that, like the one that Kansas City lost basically on a coin toss. Who knows what would have happened if Joe Francis hadn't sprained his ankle in the third game of the season, and then some other guy wouldn't have been hitting ahead, and then some other team would be on top of the heap. But hunger is real, and hunger goes on. And my 20-odd years' experience in the county attorney's office shows me that a whole lot of us do not understand hunger is in Manhattan. The figures Mary Beth has given are real figures. There is a population in Manhattan that is serving, that is working, that is trying, and is hungry.
Yeah, well, big thing this weekend. Let's get that tackled and hopefully replenish the bread basket this weekend. Thanks, guys, for being here. This is a great deal.
Thank you.
And then bring some food to church. It will get to the right place.
Okay. Thank you guys again, and we'll follow up next week and see just how successful this effort was.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me.
Thank you.
And Bill Kennedy, Mary Beth Kiefer here with their Super Bowl preview. Back after this on News Radio KMAN.
I'm Betty, a resident of Meadowlark Hills Retirement Community. I have a lovely apartment, access to transportation, and plenty of things to do. But the best